Hello, everybody. Thank you very much for taking your time to follow this conference call. Joining me today are Roberto Colaninno, Chairman and Chief Executive Officer, Michele Colaninno, Chief of Strategy and Product, Alessandra Simonotto, Chief Financial Officer, and myself. You can access the slides supporting this call at piaggiogroup.com website. Before starting the presentation, I need to remind you that during today's conference call, we will use forward-looking statements based on Piaggio's current expectations and projections about future events. By their nature, forward-looking statements are subject to risks, uncertainties, and other factors that could cause actual results to be materially different. Also, I remind you that the press has been invited to participate in this conference call in a listen-only mode. Now, I would like to turn the conference over to Roberto Colaninno.
Good afternoon to everybody. I want to summarize the situation after 9 months, where the results that Piaggio have achieved for me is considered very good in relation with the international situation and what is going during this month, during this period of time. During this period of time, as you know, all the world was obliged to manage difficulty in different situations, especially material, chips, transportation cost, and so on. Also, Piaggio was obliged to go across this situation, but we have increased the sales in a very good way in some area unexpected, as China and Indonesia, where we have achieved results out of our forecast. EMEA was going very good. The results of all Europe, in all country in Europe, was in line and sometime more than line of our budget. And the surprise to me is that even America, United States, and generally speaking, the big result that we achieve is the growing of bikes. Even Aprilia and Moto Guzzi have increased their sales in all the range of products. And what I can say, especially Guzzi, have achieved results outside to the budget. This situation of a big increase of bikes have a change on the mix of price and the margin also. And this can have helped very much the 9 months time. India is instead the problems. India was in a dramatic situation for the virus. Now beginning the way to go out from this situation. The information that we get from India, the last information they get from India, they are beginning to reopen the touristic. People living in India, they want to come in Europe, is not obliged to make a quarantine anymore. The shop beginning to be reopened. It seems to say that the situation will improve in a positive way. So if I consider these 9 months and the result that we get, I want to say that this is a good basis to have a good last 3 months. Last 3 months that, for the situation, you mentioned, we have taken this decision. We have stopped all the airline transportation. We have reduced dramatically the airline utilization, to be ready to receive small components in time. And this saved to us already some millions. We have in discussion with the three suppliers the question of problems with this supplier, because this supplier don't deliver quality as we agree. This will be in our intention to close down an agreement before the end of the year, and this will be means that we can have some extra profit to put in our EBITDA. We consider the possibility to have a closing deal around between 8 to 12 million euro. And this would be, is not included in the 9 months results. So if we are able to find a solution for that, we have also this part of money that go into the results of the last quarter of the year. In terms of sales, we are extremely positive in all the area due to the new products that we launched during this period. We have in a way to present Touareg in the next 2 weeks, and Touareg is an Aprilia, very attractive bikes, very attractive design. The first results that we get from the market is very, very positive, and we expected good pre-sales campaign on that area. We are in line with the new products that remain to present, and we think that this will be very positive for the sales, in general speaking, in America, where we are very surprised about the bike's successful story during this year. But what surprised to me is the new Indonesia plant. As you know, when we meet the first time this year, I announced the plan to open an Indonesia plant. This is completely on time, and the results of these investments is that we have improved the sales on Indonesia market, that is millions and millions of people, in an unpredictable way. And this give a very improvement on Asia market, where the Thailand, Vietnam, Indonesia, Philippines, and all the other area that is in line, and the export to China is over the budget, and is over the budget, and is over the budget also the margin of these sales. So the area of Asia and the investment that we've done in Vietnam have generated an explosion of sales in all the area around. Never forget that now we have a big plant in India, in Vietnam, in Indonesia, and in China. China, as you know, we produce Piaggio 1, the beginning after the first problems of the when normally we have to manage when we launch new products. Now the production is regularly, and we are awaiting this new electrical small vehicle that is after the Vespa, is the second scooter electric, full electric, that we are presented in the market on this last weeks. The reaction of the market for this type of products is very good, and we expected to be able to deliver a good number of these products from now to the end of the year, naturally. So for sales, I'd be positive in terms of quantity, in terms of mixed price, and in terms of margin. Now is a particular personal decision is to follow the flow of the what we call margine di produzione. So the production margin that is for me an index fundamental to understand if the EBITDA can go better or not. I believe that in this area we have a lot of things to do. One of the way to do already some decision that I took in the last month, I'm expected to improve around 2 points this margin. 2 points means to the 2 points on sales, can you to make easy the calculation of that. Naturally, this is a target, is my personal target I want to achieve from now to the end of the year. We will take some severe decision, respectively to the people. I want to increase productivity. I want to increase the labor. I want to the labor and other people. I want the works like this. And I want to reduce the all the non-productivity time area. Naturally, I know that the time is short. I know that the difficulty is not is on the way, but I believe that to have the good reason to think that it's possible to achieve that. Naturally, after that, the staff people that are working in the financial area is ready to control the reduction of all the other expenses, especially the general expenses, where I've read to these people that I am in position to receive a reduction for each line of expenses, some percentual. If it's not, I am not ready to consider some decision people by people. I have no worry about the debt. I believe that the bank debt will be reduced again by the end of the year. And as the cash flow, I consider the cash flow now very, very, very important because my personal opinion is that next year and the following year will be an interest rate increase, will be some difficulty to find the money in the market, some decision of the central bank will take some severe solution on that. And so I look particularly the cash flow, and they say that I give the target to everybody to reduce the debt more than what we have done until now. This is reflected to the investments. Naturally, I want to revise some investment for next year to reduce investments only of what is necessary in line with the market evolution. So we confirm the investment that we have done until now. We confirm the electrical, all the electrical investments to delivery in on time, the big change on the electricity sites. We have done tremendous work this year in Piaggio on electrical investments. And I want to say that it was very positive to revise that people, investments, and all new technology on electrical sites is more of what I am expected there. The people is understand what means change from thermic area to electrical area. I want to say that the top people that is totally responsible for this area respond dramatically well to all the problems that we have to manage. So I want to say that Piaggio is online with the request of the European Commission and what all the target that they are fixed to achieve by 2030 and 2035. So I want to say, from the electrical sector point of view, either financial investments, either people know-how, and all the organization, we are in perfect in budget, and for quality, we are over the budget of this year. So I'm expected to close down a very good year. We are working for the budget of next year. I want to say the budget of next year, as you know better than me, is problems everywhere, especially for the debt of the public debt that all the country is obliged to do for the pandemic. I don't want to say that India will be a paradise for next year, but anyway, I believe that the worst is back. And what we look in advance is something positive, naturally more difficult, naturally a requirement, human resource capable to understand the new situation. I want to increase the international relation, keep relation, good relation with everybody, with India, with Asia, with China, with America, with Europe, because see that based on this experience, the results will be only more good than this year, or better than this year.
Okay, thank you very much. And now I think that we can go on with Alessandra Simonotto.
Okay. Good afternoon to everybody. We can start with the comment about the slides that you have already found on our internet site. So we can start with the slide at page three, with a short comment. With a short comment on highlights. So as you can see, despite the new way of lockdowns, that, as you know, we have to face during from May to October in Asia, specifically in Vietnam and in Indonesia and in India, and the spike of raw materials and freight costs, as already Mr. Colaninno said to all of us, we achieved all-time high cash generation, and all key metrics are at a peak level. So as you can see, net sales increased by 32.7% from 1,994 million euro of 9 months 2020 to 1,319 million euro in 2021. The EBITDA increased by 28.5% from 150 million euro of 9 months 2020 to 193 million euro at the end of September 2021. In terms of net debt, we, as you can see in the slide, and as you have already read this morning, we performed significant improvement respect to the 445 million euro of September 2020, recovering around 72 million euro and closing 9 months 2021 at 373 million euro. Comparing to the 9 months 2019, the net debt were of 405 million euro, and so we have improved this result of more than 32 million euro. On the following page, four and five, we have decided to highlight the very, very wonderful, I can say another way, the wonderful results of Moto Guzzi and Aprilia. As you can see, the volume and revenues of Moto Guzzi were in this first 9 months above all previous full year results. About Aprilia, we can say that in the 9 months results, for volume are the highest one since 2008, and the revenues are the highest today. Page five. All our brands, in any case, grow very strong during these 9 months for all brands. You can see that Vespa, we can say that Vespa has growth more or less of more than 41% versus both 2020 and 2019. Piaggio has growth more than 23% versus 2020 and 16% versus 2019. Aprilia, as we can say, as I have said before, growth of for more 96% versus 2020 and 58% versus 2019. Last, Moto Guzzi, the revenues are higher than more of 63% versus 2020 and 39% versus 2019. Going to page six, here, as usual, we have summarized our industry's key demand trends. About EMEA and Americas, we can say that the strong sales momentum confirmed with demand well above the pre-pandemic levels from a combination of aversion toward public transport, the replacement cycle of vehicles, and the macro recovery. The market has grown from 2020 for more than 8.1%. Asia-Pacific is growing of more than 14%, and we can say that lingering impact of the pandemic drove more sharpness in demand trends. We can say that the ASEAN five markets have an improved demand trend, took a downward in Q3, mostly hit by the effects of Vietnamese stringent lockdown measures, as already said before, which overshadow Indonesia, encouraging sequential improvements versus 2020. About China ended up with demand well above 2020 and 2019 levels. Also, the positive trend slowed down as the year progresses. About India, coming out of the shadow of COVID-19 at the end of September, more or less, with scooter firmly above 2020, and light commercial vehicles rebounded in Q3. Going to page seven, we can find here, as usual, an in-depth analysis of volumes by business. We can say that net sales rallied to peak level with all segments positively contributing, apart from India and LCV. Significant positive mix price effect kept across the year. About two-wheelers, EMEA and Americas, as already Mr. Colaninno said before, we have had a strong sales momentum continue across the year, also in the third quarter. The result that you can see is a growth of more than 15.2%. Dealer stock kept below September 2019 level, and this is a very important signal for us and for our dealer network. About two-wheelers Asia-Pacific, we can say that, as we already told before, there was a relentless volume growth despite demand volatility. Magnified by positive price effect drove revenues already above full year 2020. As you can see in the slide, volume grow more than 39%, and the revenues grow more than 41.7%. About India, India reached in these 9 months for the two-wheelers all-time high revenues, with both Aprilia and Dacia brands significantly outstripping market trends. Going to commercial vehicles, we can say that about the CD, EMEA and Americas, we're reaching at September 9, 2021, the highest revenue since 2009, mainly driven by the successful launch of NB6 vehicles. About CV India, as already Mr. Colaninno said, here we have a subdued performance, mainly reflecting domestic market weakness. This is the only segment in which we have a negative performance, with volumes going down for more or less at 14.3%, as you can see in the slide. Going to page eight, the evolution by product. Here you can find different information. This is the first time that we put in the slide another information, which is the composition of the volumes and having the total volumes and having the total revenues of Piaggio, which is the composition of any single segment and the contribution of any single segment to reach our results. We can say that light commercial vehicles are taking over, but two-wheelers rolling with synchronized outstanding volume performance across segments, coupled with significant average price uplift. About scooters, where you can see a growth in volume of more than 29% and more than 34% if we look at the next phase. Scooter outstanding results are driven by combined upsurge in all geographic areas and positive price effects. Notably, Vespa volumes and revenues are surging also versus 2019, as I already said before. Beverly posted some growth also versus 2019 on the back of a successful launch of the new version in latter part of Q1. Looking at motorbikes, eye-popping performance boosted by the success of the new product launches, the ongoing mix shift towards high-value segments, coupled with market share gain of both Aprilia and Moto Guzzi, as we see in the fourth page of this presentation. Regarding commercial vehicles, revenues are underpinned by the positive performance of the new Ford and MP6. Okay, and now the EBITDA evolution. That is an information very important and very strong for any one of us. Which is the bridge from September 9, 2020. In September 2020, we reached an EBITDA of more than 160 million euros. And as you have seen, the results of the September 2021 is 192.9 million. So more or less 193 million. What have contributed to these results? The net sales effect have a positive contribution for more than 101 million euros. Then there is a negative effect on the gross margin that you have seen is lower than last year for about 18.6 million euros. And this effect is mostly driven by one-off effect, among which, as Mr. Colaninno already said before, 4 million are connected to some record campaigns started in July 2021 due to suppliers' mistakes and about which the supplier has already accepted their responsibility. This record campaign cost will be fully restored in the next period. On the other side, We have had some temporary inefficient supply chain costs due to, from one side, COVID-19 related situation in India and in Asia in the transportation cost that any one of us has read in this period everywhere. About cash OPEX, the cash OPEX has a negative contribution for more than more or less 40 million euros, but this is only an effect strictly connected to the highest volume and the highest revenue we have had. So the weight of this cash OPEX are lower if compared to the same period of 2020 and 2019. At page 10, you can find an overall view of our P&L, but I believe that you don't need any other explanation about this, as the other things that we have not commented till now are D&A and tax rate. This is the same than the one that we commented at the end of June. So we can go directly to the slide 11, in which we commented the net financial position of the group. So what we can say about our net financial position? First of all, that I'm very satisfied of this result that the group has achieved at the end of September 2021, because we reached an amount of 372 million euros. That is better than our expectation and our budget for this year in this period. What contributes to these results? Strong free cash flow generation, first of all, and in this strong free cash flow generation, we can say that two most important things are the one that helped us to do this. The first one is the working capital cash generation, driven by containment of inventories and receivables, coupled with heightened efficiency on payables. About inventories, I can say that the inventory is higher than last year, but it's something that's strictly connected with the production of this period and the volume that we are expecting for the fourth quarter of the year. About CapEx, CapEx step up of about 14 million euros, consistent with the full year target, driven by the heightened focus of new product development that Mr. Colanino already explained to you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Alessandra. So now we are ready to answer the question you may have. Thank you.
We will now begin the question and answer session. To ask a question, you may press star then one on your touchtone phone. If you're using a speakerphone, please pick up your handset before pressing the keys. To withdraw your question, please press star then two. The first question is from Monica Bovio with Intesa San Paolo. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, everyone. I hope you can hear me. Thanks for the initial statements that make us more clear the picture by year end. The first question is, market consensus is pointing to an EBITDA by year end in the range of 240, 250 million euro. On the back of the rise of raw material costs and supply chain issues, and considering that you are expecting some recovery of this cost, do you feel comfortable with this guidance range, or do you believe that maybe it's more prudent to position at the bottom end of this range? And I did not catch very well, but are you going to recover the euro 4 million one-off related to recall campaign by year end or during the next year? And my second question is on APAC. The company is growing double digit. I was wondering if you can give us a flavor also for the next year. Do you expect to maintain this growth rate also for 2022? And the very last is on the electrification, on the e-mobility. Are you going to launch a new electric scooter in over 2022? And if yes, if you can elaborate on the size of the market. Thank you very much.
Monica, Raffaele Lupotto speaking. So, as the CEO said before, we are working to reach the low-end part of the target that you gave us, so in the range, so the one that you are mentioning.
About the recall campaign, we are working to recover everything within the end of the year, or in any case, to find a solution with the supplier so that not to bear the cost at the end of 2021.
So it will not be a cost. Okay.
Yes, we are working on this, then we are not alone in this way.
Okay.
So about the APAC market was the second, the third question, Giusto?
Yes.
We are working on the budget and the 3-year plan as usual in this period. So we can say that as we are put in place a new investment in the Indonesian market, and we see China that is growing year by year. And we are seeing that Vietnam is reopening this month more or less everywhere. So our expectation for APAC are clearly better than 2021.
The very last question was on
I remember the last question was e-mobility. We have launched, as Mr. Colaninno said before, the Piaggio 1 in May, but for some problem with the new product, that is something that happens every time. The product has arrived in Italy in September, and it will be in our shops more or less between this month and the next one. We are working for new product, electrical product. We are working in India on a swappable battery, Ape, and we are working on other scooters, but it's too early now to explain to anybody what will be the new products. I'm afraid I can't say any more.
Okay, no problem. Just a quick follow-up housekeeping question. Mr. Colaninno says that he will focus on the selection of the investments over the next year. Can you give us a rough guidance of the expected CapEx for the next year, or due to the budget phase, it's not possible?
Monica, it's too early to give you very precise guidance on CapEx for next year. It's too early.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from Emanuele Gallazzi with Equita. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for taking my question. I have three questions. Well, the first one is on the supply chain disruption. Just if you can comment a little bit more on it and on your strategy going forward. And do you see some shift of, let's say, shipment from the first quarter to 2022? Then on Europe, looking at your volumes, you overperformed the market. So can you just comment on the current level of dealer stock across Europe and on your restocking strategy? And my final one is still on Europe. If you can just comment about pricing outlook going forward, in the sense that in 2021, average selling price is up by roughly 20%, even thanks to the product mix. So any comment on your expectation for 2022 would be useful. Thank you.
Emanuele, can you repeat the first question, please?
Yeah, it's about the supply chain disruption and your strategy going forward. I was also wondering if you see some shift of demand from the third quarter to the 2022.
I believe that Mr. Colaninno, in his speech, has already explained which will be our way of working in the next fourth quarter. So we have driven the difficulties of the third quarter, more or less, using air freight to manage any delay or any bottlenecks of our supply chain. In the meanwhile, we have worked with our suppliers so that now we can say that more or less, probably if something doesn't change in a disruption way, we will be able to achieve our results without any other disruptive cost in our gross margin. So I don't know if this answer to your question.
I don't think
that we need to shift shipment to the first quarter of 2022.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, then concerning the dealer stock, if I understood well your question, I can confirm that if we compare the dealer stock at the end of September, it's still below September 2019. That is the key reference here. You know, we can't compare with 2020 clearly. So yes, we are still below in terms of dealer stock. That's the answer. And the last question
was about the pricing outlook.
Yeah, but the price in terms of revenue per unit, you mean?
Yeah.
In Europe, mainly?
Yeah, in Europe. Correct.
Also, in Q4, there will be some positive uptick compared to Q3, given the fact that we are launching also some motorbikes. And then you can consider the strategy will be, in any case, a positive strategy also next year. But don't expect the same change in...
just like in 2020.
Exactly.
Okay, thank you very much.
More or less, we have had this year, we have had 11 new products. And when you launch 11 new products or all the new motorization engine effect, just like the adoption of Euro 5, the price is normally something that has to work going with the cost of a new product, the cost of the product of the same level and so far. So in 2022, the new engine Euro 5 is already something that is on all our products for more than 18 months. I believe that there will be not something similar. But as any other outlook, we could be more clear in the next conference call, or Raffaele could help all of you probably within 1 month.
Thank you very much.
The next question is from François Robillard with Intermonte. Please go ahead.
Hi, everyone. Good afternoon, and thank you for taking my question. First question is on India. So we finally see some market recovery for the three-wheelers, so commercial vehicle part. What are your expectations for market recovery in the fourth quarter and in 2022? And with that, recently there was a news about an upcoming request for proposal from the Indian government for about 100,000 new electric commercial vehicles. Can you give us some more colors on your potential participation in that and how it can affect your expected volumes for next year? Next question is on, if I understood well from Mr. Colaninno's opening remarks, you are aiming to improve gross margin by 2 percentage points in the fourth quarter. Is it compared to the third quarter level or to the first 9 months levels? And if you can just come back on these on this cost-saving targets. You also mentioned, I guess, 8 to 12 million euros savings on sourcing from suppliers. Will that be in the fourth quarter, or is it something we're more looking for 2022? Thank you.
In India, the Indian market, okay, is slowly recovering, as you have seen, in terms of demand. There is a slow improvement. This is what we see. Our volumes will reflect this slow volume recovery. Clearly, two-wheeler are better positioned in terms of demand than light commercial vehicle, as you have seen in the first 9 months results. Concerning the tender, clearly we apply for the tender, but we don't have the results. The 1,000 three-wheeler electric two-wheeler. This is maybe your question. There was another thing that emerged last week, is in New Delhi, have been released more than 4,000 licenses for electric three-wheeler, and there is already demand for in terms of 10,000. Demand is very strong, and as you know, in the electric three-wheeler market, we have a market share around 40-50%. The likelihood that we can achieve a big boost in terms of three-wheeler in New Delhi is very high. This is something that I can confirm. Demand for this kind of vehicle has been very high in New Delhi. Okay? And then for the third question, is Alessandra giving them?
I didn't hear the improvement on 2.2 points said by Mr. Colaninno, but in any case, we are working to improve the results as we already confirmed, as Mr. Colaninno already confirmed, and this is something that we never stopped. We didn't do the same 2020 after the lockdown and the COVID-19 first pandemic, and this is something that we have not lost in 2021, with a different picture. We are working to achieve the results in the consensus based already Raffaele answered with Monica Bosio before. If it will be a better result on gross margin or a better result on cash OpEx, in this moment, I have my idea, but it's too early to explain to anybody. But we work on the results that Mr. Colaninno and Raffaele will share with you.
Okay, thank you.
The next question is from Gabriele Gambarova with Banca Akros. Please go ahead.
Yes, thanks for taking my question. Just again on the guidance, let's say 240 million. If I understood well, this guidance factors in, let's say, roughly 10 million of improved contribution margin in Q4, and roughly 4 million or something more, if I understood well, on the recall campaign cost recovery. Am I right?
We are working to have the recovery of 4 million at the end of the year, yes. I can say today that I'm sure at 100%, as usual.
Okay.
We are working on for this.
Okay, so it discounts it. Can I ask you any possible, let's say, detail or information on this issue that affected your products? I mean, the one that triggered the recall, is it
Yes,
something
it's something
specific
that
or?
You can find as any recall campaign is something that we are obliged to declare to any transport administration. If you go to on the site of the ministry, the transportation ministry in Italy, but also in the other countries in Europe or in the US, you will find that we have open a recall campaign on the for the engine of 660cc for a problem that one of our suppliers has created to us because the component doesn't work.
Okay, thank you very much. Very clear. One last question I didn't get. You had, let's say, 4 million for the recall campaign in Q3. Is this, let's say, covering all the costs of the campaign, or there will be further costs related to this campaign? I'm asking you this because, if I'm not wrong, Mr. Colagnino mentioned, let's say, a number, something that you should recover from these three suppliers, which is higher than 4 million. If I'm not wrong, he said 8 or something similar million. So I was wondering how these two numbers match. The cost on one side and the possible recovery on the other.
So as the recall campaign have begun more or less in this quarter, it was too early to find an agreement with the suppliers. And so from an accounting point of view, I can say and I can do anything else than book the cost in our P&L and in our gross margin. So this is why, for the first time, we have put your attention on these costs. Because in the other case, from one side, it's very rare that the recall campaign are so high from a cost point of view and so impact on our P&L all in a short time. On the other side, as we have had a short time to discuss with the suppliers, because there was August in the middle, so it was very difficult to find anyone in Italy because the suppliers are Italian and European. We need in this moment to put the cost in the P&L. We are working to avoid anything within the end of the year, and this is one of my most important task with also for the purchasing executive and some our colleagues. And this is why Mr. Colagnino has in mind the total cost of the recall campaign told to you a figure. And this is why I have put in this economic closure only this amount. I believe that at the end of the year, they will not find anything about this. I don't know if I answered your question.
Yes. Thank you. And if I may, just a flavor on how October did, I mean, or is doing in terms of trend, also qualitatively.
No, we can give you just some demand data that in Europe, according to our first estimates, are positive. So the positive trend in the scooter segment mainly, but also in motorbikes in Italy, is remaining there. So the trend is still positive and supportive. We don't have market data for other countries so far. I don't know.
Okay.
This is what we can tell you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
The next question is from Niccolò Storer with Kepler. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. I have two questions. The first one on your performance in EMEA. You report that scooter volumes were up some 6% year on year in the 9 months, and bikes up 10% in the 9 months. Can you give us a flavor of which is your performance in EMEA split by scooters and motorbikes? And the second question is still on EMEA performance in Q3 specifically. Are figures already including some sales of your brand new one, Piaggio One scooter? Thank you.
Yes. So, in EMEA, yes, we grew significantly both in scooter, mainly over 50 cc, and motorbikes.
How much, sorry?
I will say in the first 9 months, we say more than 20%, clearly. And, clearly, more than that, in motorbikes, essentially, you know that the vast majority of our motorbikes are sold in EMEA and Americas. And clearly, we grew more than in over 50 cc, more than 70%. So this is the trend that we had in EMEA. So very positive. Trend in 50 cc has been less positive, but this is also linked to our particular strategy. And as you can recall in a prior call, this explains also a little bit of our average revenue per unit uplift.
No, but sorry, Raffaele.
Mixed effect.
In your slide, number seven, you indicate that EMEA volume went up 13% in the 9 months. So is it possible to have motorbikes up over 20% and scooters over 20%?
No, I've had.
In volume.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. I understood. I understand. So yes, I was explaining. I gave you the split between 50 cc over 50 cc.
No.
Okay. No.
You gave total scooter and total motorbikes.
Okay. So motorbikes essentially are, as I was telling you, the vast majority are concentrated in Europe. So this is the trend that you have in Europe is more or less the one that you see in the slide. In terms of scooter, we grew, but as you know, we don't give the split between scooter by geographic area. Let's see. So you can guess around 30% growth in any case, or 20% growth in Europe too. Yeah. So I can confirm more or less the trend that you see in the slide. Can you hear us?
Yeah. But I don't understand how it is possible that if all three-wheelers in EMEA have grown 12.6% and motorbikes have grown more than 25%, how is it possible that scooters have grown by a similar token?
One thing. On one slide, you have a scooter and motorbikes, and you don't have the split by geographic area. In another slide, you have two-wheelers, scooter and motorbike, two-wheelers that are the combination of scooter and motorbikes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when you ask me, you have scooter plus 29%, we have a very good performance in Europe too, just considering scooter. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you can imagine, I gave you the over 50 cc. You can imagine 15% growth in Europe. Scooter, yes, this is the right number.
Mm-hmm.
But we outgrew in over 50 cc and less than 50 cc. Okay? That's it.
Okay.
And for motorbikes, on the contrary, the performance is pretty much aligned because we grew very well in North America, as Mr. Colaninno said before, but we grew significantly also in Europe. So you can imagine, again, plus 20% in Europe and something more in U.S. in terms of volumes. Okay?
Yeah.
Before I gave you the split between 50 cc over 50 cc to be linked also to the prior question about the average selling price. That's it. That's the only thing. I gave you too many details. Let's put it this way.
Okay. And what about Piaggio One? Is it in
no.
Q3?
As well, we no. start selling in September, and so there are some 100 vehicles already in 9 months results, but we have to wait Q4 to have the larger amount of volume sold. As Mr. Colina said before, the reason is very well welcomed by the market, and we are sure that we can sell a great amount of those vehicles already in the coming months. I mean, 1,000.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, there are no more questions?
Yes.
There is no more questions. Okay, there are no more questions, so we can conclude now the conference call. Thank you very much. And then, as usual, if you have more, you need more info, you can call me this evening or in the coming days. Okay, thank you. Bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you.